An April Shroud by Reginald Hill. Read by Colin Buchanan. The melancholy fit shall fall, sudden from heaven like a weeping cloud, that fosters the droop-headed flowers all, and hides the green hill in an April shroud. John Keats. The ill and DL begin with ain letter. The DL's nae good, and DL's nae better. Old Galloway saying. Chapter 1. Epithalamium. No one knew how it came about that DL was making a speech. Pascoe had, with great reluctance, let himself be persuaded into a church wedding, partly by the argument sentimental, Mum's looking forward to it, partly by the argument economic, Dad's paying for it, but mainly by the suspicion, hotly denied but well supported by circumstantial evidence, that Ellie herself wanted it. But they had been agreed about the reception. A pint and a pie, insisted Pascoe. A glass of sherry and a sausage on a stick, Ellie translated to her mother. In the event, they were drinking champagne and eating cream chicken canapés, but at least they were on their feet, able to mingle freely, and no one was going to start reading telegrams and making speeches, especially not Detective Superintendent Andrew D.L.
I reckon I know, Sergeant Pascoe, Inspector Pascoe, Peter, as well as anybody, proclaimed D.L.
It can't be the drink, murmured Pascoe. He never gets drunk. Not so you'd notice. That's on scotch. Dad says he's sunk 2 bottles of champagne so far, said Ellie.
He's counting, is he?
No. He just noticed. Mainly because Merry Andrew there keeps calling it Perry, which hurts when you pay for genuine non-vintage.